Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Dr. Tosin's podcast. This episode is a YouTube adaptation that I've adapted to the podcast. It's talking about best brain foods for your brain health. So it's a short podcast for you to just listen to, talking about things I prefer to add to my daily meal routines to help boost my brain health. It's also continuing from my episode on sleep. I've been doing a session on how to help people with brain health, based basically on past recent events I've had with clients at my clinic, seeing people with struggling with things like brain fog, brain fatigue, also linked possibly to what we call the post-COVID syndrome or long COVID. But essentially, this came from that, and I tried to curate a couple of things, and I've listed about seven here, and the list is by no means exhaustive. There are other things out there that you can use, but I believe you can incorporate these particular seven things to help boost your brain health. As usual, listen to the episode, like, subscribe, share. Please leave an Apple Podcast review. That helps build the brand, gets the podcast out there for people to listen to. And you can also leave me a message on other platforms if you like, and I shall be able to reach out back to you. Thank you very much. Enjoy the episode. Catch you at the end. One food I'm going to talk about is not actually food, but it's a food, let's say, but it's more of a drink, and it brings a lot of controversy. The first one I'm going to throw out there is coffee. Yes, coffee is known to help boost brain health, improves your mental alertness because it contains the antioxidants and caffeine itself. Now, we'll drop the big caveat now because a lot of people are going to be very, very shocked with this, and we'll let them know. The big caveat with coffee is that, one, it's the amount of coffee you drink. Two, it's quality of type of coffee you have, and three, it's the timing. So let's go through that again: the amount, the quality, and the timing. Now, caffeine has a half-life of 12 hours on the body, so ideally, if you take coffee, you shouldn't take it past noon, because around midnight you still have enough coffee going around your body, and it tends to affect sleep. I have done a video on sleep, and link should be up somewhere there, telling you on how the benefits of having an adequate sleep and the effects on brain health as well. So caffeine, best drank nothing before midday. An ideal sweet spot is about 2 to 3 cups. If you can get your 2 to 3 cups in before midday, that would be beneficial for you, but nothing after midday. And if you do have to take coffee after midday, we recommend you take decaf coffee. And quality, when we talk about quality, there's a lot of coffee out there that have been bred with pesticides, rodenticides, and all that stuff. And all those toxic chemicals tend to get in your body. So you have to get good quality coffee that doesn't give you, come with all the side effects. Organic, freshly brewed, ethically sourced coffee. The second superfood that you can use there is eggs. Yes, good quality eggs as well. Eggs have been shown to be very good for brain health. Eggs contain, are quite high in choline and high in the B vitamins, and are very good source of high quality fats. Eggs contain high quality fats, and all these have been shown to help boost brain health. Because they are high in antioxidants, they have been shown to aid brain health and actually help in reducing the risks of developing age-related degeneration of your brain cells. So eggs are very good for the brain. So get your eggs in. I'd recommend you try and see if you can get an egg a day if possible, if not, at least 3 times a week. Number three for brain health is fish. Yes, I'm sure we all know that fish is good for your brain health because of the quality, but we're going to be very, very particular about it. Now, it has to be fish that is wild caught, and there's a very big code that we've been using for it. It's called SMASH. SMASH stands for wild caught salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herrings. Those are the high quality fish in the wild that you can use. Now, a lot of salmon on the shelves are farm bred, and the problem with farm bred fish is that it's the type of things they feed them that's the problem. So you've heard the popular saying, you are what you eat, but actually we've gone a step further. You are what you eat ate. So it's what you are eating has whatever you've been eating has been fed. And most of the farm bred fish are fed very, very poor quality foods, are not wild, they're not fed wild foods, and that translates into the poor quality of the fish itself. So if you can possibly get wild caught fish that is ethically sourced, wild caught salmon, that's preferable. If not, anything is better than nothing, so get your fish in. The benefits of fish include improvement of your neuronal health, helps boost your memory, and actually it's been shown to protect against depression, reduces the risk of people developing depression and anxiety. So the more fish you get, the more memory boost you get into your body. And fish is also known to be high in good quality fats like omega-3 and high in DHA, which are very, very necessary for brain health. And the fish that I've listed down below are typically low in mercury, because one of the problems people have with eating too much fish is the possibility that you get high amounts of mercury. Mercury has been shown to have an affinity for brain and nerve cells to damage them. So, but the fish that we've listed here have typically lower quantity of mercury. Recommended portions of servings of fish is at least 2 to 3 portions per week if you can, and make sure it is good quality fish. Number 4 superfood is one of my favorite ones, blueberries. Now, blueberries are very, very, very nutrient dense, and they are probably one of the richest berries out there that you can get. They're high in things like polyphenols, and because if you can get your quantity of blueberries in, they've been shown to be quite beneficial. Now, blueberries contain anthocyanins, which are things that with special antioxidants that help to repair DNA damage in the cells. So blueberries have multiple effects apart from just brain health. They are very good in also helping weight loss. That's becoming in my weight loss masterclass on best foods to help aid weight loss. We'll be talking about blueberries as well. Now, the benefits of blueberries have been shown, clinically proven, to improve neuroplasticity and support neuronal communication as well. And blueberries, because they're high in antioxidants, are naturally anti-inflammatory products. So get your blueberries in. So a portion of blueberries eating goes a long way to help boost your brain health. And the next is your green leafy vegetables. We all know that you've got to get your vegetables in, and particularly the ones they call the cruciferous vegetables, vegetables that have got a bit of a bitter taste because of the quantity of what they've got in them. Now, the examples of this include things like your spinach, your broccoli, your Brussels sprouts, if you can get those in, and your cabbage. Getting a good portion of vegetables in there has also been shown to do brain health. I'll be putting links to all the studies down below that you can choose and have a look at, just to keep yourself up to date for those that like to read up-to-date research on what has been shown. But everybody knows that green leafy vegetables help boost the brain health, and a portion of that on your meal as well does go a long way. So get your vegetables in, green leafy vegetables, to help boost your brain health as well. Number 6 is favorite of a lot of people, and it's chocolate. But I always be very specific with chocolate. It's not just the low quality chocolate out there that's full of sugars. By the way, lots of sugars are not good for the brain and the neurons, if you, just in case you didn't know that, but I've just put it out there for you. But dark chocolate, that's high quality chocolate that's organic and ethically sourced. And they are quite high in flavonoids, which are mood boosters. And everybody knows that having a lot of chocolate is some form of an aphrodisiac as well. But chocolate is a very good mood booster and helps stimulate the centers in the brain, the reward centers. But having dark quality chocolate has been shown to help improve people's mood and technically help reduce the risk of them having low mood and anxiety. So get dark chocolate in. And the number 7 food that we need to get to help boost the brain health is olive oil. Now, olive oil has been used for a lot in a lot of diets, and especially in the Mediterranean diet, but it has been shown and proven clinically to be very good for your brain health. Now, not only does it contain a very good amount of high quality fats, it contains something called oleic acid particularly. Oleic acid has been shown to help boost particular neuronal cells in the brain as well. Now, olive oil is known to contain about 14% of saturated fats, about nearly 10 to 11% of polyunsaturated fats, and 73% of monounsaturated fats, which is where the oleic acid comes into. They've been shown particular to have anti-cancer properties, olive oil. Now, what I have to put out there is that olive oil particularly should be used in its natural form, not used for cooking, not used for frying, because we found that because of its nature of it containing a lot of monounsaturated fats, they denature easily and become unstable, breaking it down and creating more free radicals, which tends to take away most of the benefits. So they should be used more of a dressing on your salads, or after you've cooked a meal, just to put as a spread. That's when you get most of the benefits out of olive oil. So olive oil, very good for your health. Oleic acid helps boost the brain. It's got anti-cancer properties, and it's also been shown to improve the memory. So these are 7 foods that can help boost your brain health and your brain memory as well. Now, I've got an extended version of the video where I give you an extra two superfoods that can help boost brain health. It will be found as an extended version in my Skillshare class, which you'll find links down below to get to, where you get a complete breakdown of the foods you can use to help boost your brain health, links to the sources of the information that we have, and we get more masterclass there. So Skillshare is a good platform where we can share and you can learn about things, pick up new skills. But the masterclass will be there. Click on the link down below to get the Skillshare class if you'd like to listen to the full video. Thank you very much. This is Dr. Tosin, and if you haven't subscribed to the channel already, please do so by clicking the button on the right-hand side there, and I'll be catching you up in other videos. Thank you.